This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Mary Kay Cabot, she's getting ready to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as the Browns take on the Raiders on Sunday, which it should feel maybe like a home game for the Cleveland Browns out there, which, according to the audio that we were hearing, might not be such a great thing for the quarterback when you think about it. But let's talk about it with Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Is quarterback going to be able to pull the nose up on this thing, or are we in some trouble?
Well, I think he's going to have to be kept upright. He's going to have to be protected. That will help. Hopefully for them, Jed will be able to play, and Jack will be able to play, or at least play some. We know Wyatt is out, so I don't think it's going to be easy from a protection standpoint, but they're just going to have to find a way to get the job done. I mean, I think it's good that he was able to get his rhythm back with Amari Cooper, and he already had some with Jerry Jeudy, so they should be able to run some offense this game.
Mary Kay, what did you think of the decoy conversation yesterday? And Kenny, I'm not talking about the cab that they make. Ooh, it is splendid. Mary Kay would know that. You can get a good wine. Decoy, it's actually out there. Anyway, Jordan Akins was wide open on that 4th-and-1. What do you make of the conversation from the Browns players afterwards?
You know what? I mean, why not take Deshaun at what he's saying? They had an RPO called. He was supposed to read certain things. He read his keys. He went through the progression and felt that he needed to pull it in and try to run it there when the slant wasn't there. So, you know, I do think there's something to be said for being careful about the whole freeze frame game that people do. It's hard for me to sit here and say, oh, he absolutely should have thrown it there. What he knows what he's told to do. He knows what's in the headset. He knows what the plan is on that play. So I do, all the players are saying the same thing, but it's easy to say it should have gone here, it should have gone there, when, you know, we don't know what the call is. We don't know what the read is.
I mean, Mary Kay, do you think Deshaun sees the field well right now, or well enough to play this position at the highest level?
Yes, I do. I do. What I think is going on this offense, I think it's a number of things. I think it's a lot of things, including the fact that they have a brand new offense. They really haven't gotten it together yet. And he's coming off shoulder surgery. I think it took Amari Cooper 2 games into his 3rd game before he was feeling comfortable doing everything and getting his rhythm with Deshaun. And then the protection has been poor. It's just, I mean, he's been sacked 16 times and hit 42 times. And then you have to factor in the defense has put them in a hole in both of those losses, 20-3 at halftime against the Cowboys and 21-7 against the Giants. So how are you going to operate like that? It's very, very difficult when you're down to be able to have a viable run game. It's just been a mess. There's no question that it's been a mess, but to pin it on Deshaun, I just think that's an oversimplification.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we've had a lot of people on the phones who have talked about replacing him. When, if ever, would the organization ever think about such a thing?
You know, like I said, now is not the time. I mean, think about this. Everybody's looking at QBR. Everybody's looking at rating. The Browns have dropped 10 passes so far. That's most in the NFL. If that number was even cut in half and a couple of those touchdown passes were caught by Amari Cooper in each of the first couple of games, those numbers are dramatically different. So, you know, there are just so many things going on this offense right now that are widespread. It's not all Deshaun. And I think that Kevin's been trying to tell everybody that. I think everybody's been trying to say that. So give the offense some time. That's what it needs. It needs a little bit of time to come together. And I just think there's hysteria going on. I really do. You know, the sky is not falling right now. If everyone stays healthy, this offense should be playing its best ball in November and December, and that's what you want. David Njoku hasn't even been out there. That's hurt them a lot. I mean, he's one of their top two targets. I mean, if you look around the league and you take out your top two targets for the first couple of games, it's probably not going to go as well as anybody wanted it to.
What's the offensive line going to look like on Sunday? How many? What do you think the personnel is going to be?
It's tough to say. I mean, if they get desperate enough, they might have to put Joel back out there at left tackle, or at least be ready to slide him back over there in a pinch. So I would say that they're hoping either Jed or Jack can play over there, and then I would think Zach Zinter in Wyatt Teller's place, and then they've got to hope that DeWand feels better. DeWand has been fighting through. I've been trying to capture this. I've seen that DeWand hasn't been himself really since training camp, and he has been fighting through his knee injury.
I think he's hurt. I think he's hurt. Some people have been calling him heavy over the air or online, and I think that's unfair. I think he's been hurt.
He doesn't look any bigger to me than he looked last year. I think he is struggling with the knee and with the shoulder, and you know, I do think that those things have impacted him. So let's see what he's able to do over there. But certainly you can attack the edges when you know that your guys are not healthy. That hasn't helped matters, but they have to find a way to combat it. That's it. I mean, they just can't say, oh, geez, we've got three guys coming off of knee surgeries and we can't protect Deshaun. I mean, you have to find a way to get the job done. And as far as the whole identity piece, I am not an identity person when it comes to you have to be jumbo, you have to be play action, you have to be spread. I just don't think that's true. I think you can be multiple, show multiple looks. Your identity can come from how fast you play or how hard you play or how multiple you can be or those kinds of things. I don't think that this offense is in an identity crisis. I think it's in an execution crisis.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the hotline. Are we going to have a running game this year? And if not, until Nick Chubb comes back, when is that going to be?
Well, they had a running game last year, even without Nick Chubb. So, yes, I do think they're going to have a running game. Once again, I think it is difficult to run the ball when you're down 20-3 and when you're down 21-7. So you have to stay in the game to keep a running game going. So that's one.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This team that they're playing, the Raiders, are 29th against the run. So this is a game in which you should be able to run the ball if, once again, you don't dig yourself a hole in the first quarter. So the defense has to play better. The defense has gotten too much of a pass. We know they've pulled it together in the second half of both games that they've lost, but that's a little bit too little, a little bit too late. I mean, by then, teams can pin their ears back and absolutely come after you. So the defense has got to do its part as well in this whole situation. But I do think that they will have a running game when the offensive linemen are a little bit healthier and when everything gets rolling.
Mary Kay, Jerry Jeudy, how have you enjoyed the Jerry Jeudy experience so far?
I like the Jerry Jeudy experience. I like the player. I like the person. I really think that he's going to be really good for this team. I think he meshes with Deshaun when it comes to the scramble drills and just field vision and those kinds of things. So I think as this goes along, I think it will prove to be a very good acquisition.
Well, because I was asked this question like in the hallway the other day, and Lima was with me, and I said, well, honestly, I think I've said it on the air. I like Jerry Jeudy so far. I think it's been a welcome addition. And Lima did the math. He goes, he's on pace for like 600 yards this year. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. Right now, I'm looking at it, and I think it's a pretty good addition right now with Jerry Jeudy over here. You want to speak up for yourself there, Tone?
No, I just...
Sounded like I was taking shots at you.
No, I said when we went over this on the podcast, I'm just like, man, if those are the numbers by the end of the year, I think fans are going to just wish we would have been able to maybe find one of these guys in the draft, because you can find these guys in the draft for very little money.
Can the Browns find these guys in the draft, Anthony?
Oh, God.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
It's not good either.
Well,
not great, but here we are.
The passing game is 30th in the NFL, so nobody's going to have good numbers right now. As I've said before, the passing game has not gotten rolling yet. I think it will get a lot better. I know it will get a lot better when David Njoku is back, when all of the weapons are out there, when Deshaun is more comfortable in this offense, when he is on the same page with the receivers. A lot of times when you're looking out there and you're seeing what looks like a completely errant pass, sometimes that's a choice route where the wide receiver and the quarterback were not on the same page at all. And I think that that's one of the things that Deshaun was trying to say yesterday, that if he could have one takeaway from the first three games, is that he wishes that he were on the same page more with his receivers. And so they do have to do that. But it's hard to get on the same page when everything is compressed in a time frame because you don't have time to throw the ball, because you can't run the ball. It just hasn't come together yet. Let's see what we're talking about in November and December. If Deshaun is horrible in November and December and everyone is healthy, then I think that you have a crisis. Right now, I don't think they're in crisis mode.
Mary Kay, we had Rodney McLeod in on Tuesday for an hour. It was must watch and listen radio. We'll have him on every single week throughout the year. And he gave great perspective on their defense, on how it doesn't matter if Malik Nabers or if it's Davante Adams or Jerry Rice in his prime, they are not going to play matchup defense, meaning Denzel Ward's going to be on one side and Emerson's going to be on the other, regardless of how they're doing. Do you think that is the right attack defensively?
Well, they'll have to see how it goes as they move forward. If they continue to give up plays like they did to Malik Nabers, then no, it's not going to be the right strategy going forward. And I think some of it might be right now, too, and I don't know for sure. We can maybe ask Jim Schwartz this today. Denzel Ward has been injured with his shoulder injury, so he's really been having a tough time doing the job that, you know, that we've all seen him do. So that could be factoring in right now. But if the side-to-side thing isn't working, then certainly you have to change it up. You have to pivot and adjust as you move forward.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, it seems like, is that such a insult to their senses that we bracket a great wide receiver? Because I'm like, I don't want Davante Adams to beat us on Sunday. I think we let Malik Nabers beat us last Sunday. I don't want to do that again.
Well, for whatever reason, I just didn't think Martin played his best game either.
No,
and I think that's the case with a number of the defenders. Now, we know that Myles Garrett is hurting and ailing, and I think that's a big storyline heading into these next few weeks. This is the first of three straight road games, and Myles Garrett is pretty hobbled with his feet, his Achilles, his thigh. When your best player on defense is hurting, that's going to have a trickle-down effect on the defense. So he's probably not at his best. And then I didn't think Martin played his best. I didn't necessarily think JOK played his best. I thought there were a number of missed tackles. And so that's a side of the ball that needs attention. I mean, these guys have got to pick it up. I think they've gotten a little bit of a pass because they've pulled it together both games, both losses. But they need to start faster, and they need to tighten things up however that is. But like you said, Davante Adams, I mean, he can hurt them. And Gardner Minshew, everyone saw last year how scrappy he is. He's a fighter. This is gut check time for the Raiders. They were called out by their coach. So, you know, when you're facing a team that's in that situation, they're going to bring their A game, and the Browns have got to be ready for it.
Myles Garrett, does he need some time off to get rested, to get healed up, or is he going to play this week no matter what?
Well, he is expected to play this week. Kevin told us that yesterday, and we heard from Myles that he'll have to be dragged off the field. So I think he'll play as long as he can until the medical staff tells him that he needs to rest or he needs a procedure or something like that. It should make everyone a little bit nervous when you're talking about an Achilles, because if something more serious happens to that Achilles, then of course he would be out for the season or probably out for the season. So they have to keep an eye on that. They have to monitor it. And if he can't get through this game and it's obvious he needs some time, then they're going to have to really seriously think about doing that.
Have you ever been out to dinner with another couple and they started bickering with each other and it got awkward? And does it seem like Anthony and I are like that sometimes when you're on the phone with us?
No, not at all. I like a little bit of tension. And no, I really haven't been out with another couple when they started bickering like that. But with you guys, I enjoy a little bit of that tension.
Yeah, it's nice. Mary Kay, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.